Welcome back to Nach Yomi. We are up to Perek Yud, chapter 10 of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. Shmuel goes ahead and takes oil, pours it on Shaul's head, gives him a kiss, and says that Hashem anoints you as king over the Jewish people. And with this act, Shaul becomes the very first king of the Jewish people. Shmuel tells Shaul that when you leave today, you'll meet two men near Kever Rachel, and they'll tell you that the donkeys that you were looking for are no longer a concern of your father, and instead he's actually worrying about you. And then Shmuel says further, you'll move on to the next place, and you'll meet three men who are making a pilgrimage of sorts to see God. And one man will have three goats, one will have three loaves of bread, one will have a jar of wine. It's clear that the specifics here are meant to encourage Shaul to see how this is clearly all through divine origin, and that it's not just from through some magic or whatever it might be that these things could have been figured out. Clearly, this has to be from a prophet of God and nothing else. And Shmuel says that they're going to greet you and offer you two loaves of bread, and you should accept these loaves. You'll then encounter a group of prophets, and he says you two will prophesy with them. And he says when all these signs happen to you, Shmuel says that you that this should show you that God is clearly with you. And after this, he tells him, goes down to Gilgal ahead of himself, ahead of Shmuel. And he says, I'll come down to you to give some karbanos, some burnt offerings, and you should wait a total of 7 days. And eventually I will come to you to tell you what happens next. All of these things happen, and Shaul encounters his uncle, and his uncle says, when you saw Shmuel, what did he tell you? And Shaul, all he tells him is that Shmuel told him about the donkeys, and he doesn't say anything about being king. And Shmuel then gathers everyone at Mitzpah again, and he tells them that Hashem says, I took you out of Egypt and delivered you from all the kingdoms, and that all of the kingdoms that tried to oppress you, I saved you from all of them, and today you have rejected your God who delivered you from all of these troubles, and by asking for a king, this is a rejection of Hashem. And Shmuel sets up some sort of a lottery to demonstrate that there is going to be a king chosen from the tribe of Binyamin, and that it's going to be a member of the Kish family of the tribe of Binyamin, and all of this is through some sort of a lottery that is set up. And this is ultimately then leads to the indication that Shaul should be king. But then when they selected him, they couldn't find him. And they asked Hashem, where'd he go? And he said that he was hiding among the kelim, among the vessels, demonstrating that he either wasn't ready or that he was too humble. Not entirely clear what the Navi is trying to allude to, but he was indeed hiding among these kelim. They took him out from behind this baggage or these vessels that he was behind, and they all screamed out, Yechi HaMelech, long live the king. When they all returned home, some questioned Shaul's leadership, but as we'll see, by the end of next parak, no one questions that Shaul is meant to be king. But for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.